There's a lot of people out on the ground, constituents, complaining to county councillors on a regular basis about accessibility to the health service. And I think, you know, we listened to it day and day there on your own show on Highland Radio about the logjam and A&E and the long waiting lists that there is in the health service. I think it's time, you know, that something has been done about it, because it's very obvious that the current model of healthcare is failing the people here in Ireland.
Do you believe that the government and the HSE themselves will take notice of this? Because for a local authority to come out and say something as blunt as "we have no confidence in a major government agency coordinating health in this country," that is serious.
It is serious. I don't think, to be honest about it, if Donegal County Council does it in isolation, that it'll have the impact that I would hope it will have. But we are going to circulate it now to all the other county councils in Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. I'd be hoping that we would get the support of those councils to send the message loud and clear to the HSE that it needs to be remodelled.
Donegal County Council does have representatives on the HSE West Regional Health Forum. Presumably the message that's come from last evening's meeting is going to be brought to that forum by those councillors, and the HSE will be left as to no doubt as to Donegal County Council's stance here.
Oh, that's for certain, sure. I'm one of those myself. Yesterday, in the council chamber in Lifford, we suspended standing orders, an unprecedented move for to do that, and that meant that representatives from all political parties wouldn't get a chance to discuss it. The message from our county councillors is loud and clear, and if we can get the backing of the other councils, I think it's set up and look out time for the HSE.